News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A fragile ceasefire between Iran and the U.S. is close to expiring. Iran's parliament speaker says Tehran has new cards on the battlefield that haven't yet been revealed. President Trump told CNBC,
"Well, I expect to be bombing because I think that's a better attitude to go in with, but we're ready to go. I mean, the military is raring to go. They are absolutely incredible."
Mediators say negotiators for the U.S. and Iran should be in Islamabad for the next round of talks tomorrow.
The officials' comments come as neither the U.S. nor Iran have publicly confirmed the timing of the talks, with Iranian state television denying any official was already in Pakistan's capital. Pakistan-led mediators received confirmation that top negotiators, Vice President J.D. Vance and Iran's parliament speaker Mohammed Bouga Kaliba, will arrive in Islamabad early Wednesday, the officials told the AP. I'm Charles Delezesma.
Before a Senate committee is President Trump's pick to be the next Federal Reserve Board chair, Kevin Warsh. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren says the president wants his flunkies on the Fed.
A Fed under Donald Trump's control creates more opportunities for Trump's corruption.
Warsh says the Fed must stay in its lane.
"I'm committed to ensuring that the conduct of monetary policy remains strictly independent. Equally committed to work with the administration and Congress on non-monetary matters that are part of the Fed's remit. And I commit myself to accountability."
Fed Chair Jerome Powell's term is expiring. Retail sales rose last month from February, driven by a spike in gas prices due to the war in Iran. Voters in Virginia are deciding on a redistricting plan that could help Democrats gain four more seats in the House. The Israeli military sentenced two soldiers to 30 days in jail for the destruction of a statue of Jesus in Lebanon. This is AP News. The Southern Poverty Law Center says it's the subject of a Justice Department criminal investigation.
And faces possible charges over its use of paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups. The Alabama-based civil rights organization says that the Trump administration appears to be preparing legal action against it or its employees. The center's CEO, Brian Fair, says they paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups and gather information on their activities, often sharing it with law enforcement. Fair says the information was used to monitor threats of violence, adding that the program was kept quiet to protect the safety of informants. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Police in South Korea are looking to arrest music mogul Bang Si-hyuk, chairman of the agency behind K-pop supergroup BTS, as they expand an investment fraud investigation. He's accused of misleading investors in 2019. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.